You're listening to Art Hounds.
Art Hounds.
On Minnesota Public Radio News. Hi, my name is Anne Adabra. I'm the founder of the Minnesota Haitian Cultural Center in St. Paul. This weekend, I'll be going to Intermedia Art in Minneapolis to watch Sister Solo Being Brother. It's a show celebrating women. Like, it's two part. First part celebrating women, and the second part celebrating men. Sister Solo and Being Brother is a series of solo performance. Each artist will present a solo work, and I am curious to see how they will celebrate themselves, how they will present Black women or minority women or whatever, but how they present themselves and celebrate themselves in their own world, in their own way. It's kind of inspiring to see people celebrating themselves, because sometimes nowadays it's very difficult for people to be proud of themselves or to build themselves up. Sister Solo and Being Brother will won tomorrow night and Saturday at Intermedia Art in Minneapolis.
Hi, my name is Avisa Rockwell, and I am a writer and a teacher of writing here in Duluth. This Sunday, I'm going to see a reading by two local poets. The first poet, Gary Balhauer, he'll read from his new collection. It's titled Naming Rights, and it's a meditation on what it means to name something. He's a professor of theology at St. Scholastica, and he's also a gay man, a Catholic. And I think that gives him some understanding of how labels might establish or complicate how we belong or understand something. And his poems, they definitely borrow from a Catholic tradition. They describe a sacred communion with things like sunshine, elders, gardens. And he pays homage to Walt Whitman quite a bit throughout his poetry. Which brings me to the second poet, Crystal Spring Gibbons. She's also been called Whitman-esque. She has a lot of ecstatic meditations on things like the white bloom of a wave break. And she describes the Minnesota that I recognized, the one that's carved by glaciers and fierce dreamers, not necessarily the Lake Wobegon or Hot Dish Minnesota. And she starts with a credo that says, "I believe in the lake rolling us back into the drift toward an island we know ourselves bound for." This Sunday, Crystal Spring Gibbons and Gary Balhauer will read from their new collections of poetry at 2 p.m. at Peace Church here in Duluth.
Hi, I'm Craig Harris. I'm a composer and theater artist, and I live in Minneapolis. I'm headed to the Kohl's Center for Dance and the Performing Arts this weekend for a collaborative performance between Zarango Flamenco Dance Theater and Flying Foot Forum. I've been attending performances by both of these companies for several years, and I always find it thrilling because they both have such a dramatic flair and an amazing percussive quality to the work that they do. We're going to have an opportunity to see, I think, the best of both companies, because you're going to see some pieces by Zarango, some pieces by Flying Foot Forum, some that both of the companies do together. I love how the percussive nature of the footwork resounds in the space and combines with live music. It's just so vital. It's really thrilling. Zarango Flamenco Dance Theater and Flying Foot Forum perform tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday together at the Kohl's Center in Minneapolis. ¶¶